Let's talk about OLGA, O-L-G-A, Campos, C-A-M-P-O-S, 923-68. First of all, let me make a medication list for her. Allergy, she's not allergic to any medication. Then she takes Monjaro, 7.5 milligrams sub-Q starting today, weekly. What picture do you get when I text you? Krista said I should change my profile on the text. Then glipizide, 10 milligram only once a day. Then Crestor, 10 milligram a day.
What's
that? Then metformin, 500 milligram twice a day.
I get you like that.
What text do I get? Then diclofenac was discontinued, so Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day. One second. So diclofenac was discontinued, then Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day. Then Crestor, I said that. Then famantadine, 40 milligram a day. Then lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Then pantoprazole, 40 milligram a day. Levothyroxine, 25 milligram a day, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, we didn't do the profile.
Okay. Zofran PRN, but it was not refilled to the 8 milligram. Then our patient is a 57-year-old woman, brittle diabetic, was seen as a specialist. Recently was started on Monjaro. She is tolerating the Monjaro well at 5 milligram and 7.5 milligram. Higher dose caused too much nausea and vomiting. She already has cholecystectomy, period. Nepiragopsy, it's hard for her to see the specialist because they don't speak Spanish, and it's hard for him to get a hold of her, so she wants to switch to us. We're getting a hemoglobin A1C today. She needs a refill of her medications today as well. Family history, esophageal cancer, no colon cancer, and coronary artery disease and diabetes. Colonoscopy is up to date. Eye exam was done in January. Mammogram is due now. Oh, sir, we can need one more prescription for a mammogram. Mammogram is due now. Allergy, non-drug allergy, medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and asthma, surgery, cholecystectomy, shoulder surgery times three. Three on the left shoulder, one on the right shoulder. Review of system, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsions. She's lost 13 pounds on Monjaro, and she's doing quite well with her medication. She's had no issues with she's had no fever, chills, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion. She had some leg pain, no swelling of the leg, no evidence of CHF. The leg pain is multifactorial, both related to her DJD and diabetic neuropathy, even though her diabetes is getting better. Since she was switched to the specialist, she is now... Ma'am, there you go. She's now doing... she has a sensor in place that she's getting around 130 sometimes, but sometimes her blood sugar drops. That's why we reduced her glipizide to 10 milligram once a day, period. Other issues, her Synthroid was recently reduced to 25 microgram a day. She doesn't know the other dose of Synthroid, but we're going to check her TSH today, period. She's married, 30 what?
33 years.
She's married 33 years. She has three children and 10 grandkids. She's never been a heavy smoker. She drinks beer from time to time. Her last period was in 2005. Surgeries is cool. Oh, yeah, we talked about surgeries. Review of system as above. I scheduled her for a mammogram today. Again, eye exam and colonoscopies are up to date. And she's going to see us only for her medication refill and not see a specialist at this time. She weighs 131 pounds, 98.3, 99%, 18, 68, 122 over 55. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, raw mucosa without lesion, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows no edema. assessment, number one, diabetes. Changes made today, number one, was increasing one drug to 7.5, reducing them, continue with the metformin 500 BID, reducing the glipizide to 10 milligrams a day. Number two, mammogram ordered. Number three, medications were refilled otherwise. And number four, colonoscopies up to date. Number five, with family history of esophageal cancer, she's had a EGD as well. Number six, eye exam is up to date. Number seven, blood work is done today to check her thyroid since we just changed her Synthroid dose, and then she's been on the Monjaro. Number eight, it's good to remember that she could not tolerate the higher dose of Monjaro, i.e. 12.5 milligrams, right? So we're going to keep her at 7.5 and possibly 10. Next number, she's going to stay in contact with us through me and Patty, our office nurse, and let us know about her blood pressure and her sugars at home since we're making changes. Next number, see my new medication list that was created today. And that medication list, I want it on a separate sheet of paper like we always do. Let's see, what else we need to talk about? Next number is we stopped the diclofenac today. We're going to put on Celebrex, which is much safer, even though with that she shouldn't take it on a regular basis. Next number, I told her the diabetic neuropathy should improve with blood sugars coming down since that's part of her pain symptom. And the patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.